I want to take you to the Word today, because sometimes we don't understand the fullness of the impact that God does. And I'm taking you to Genesis, first book of the Bible. And I want you to see something that I pray will give you insight that you may not have seen before. Genesis chapter 3. It talks about the fall of man. And so we're going to start at verse 1. I'm using the NIV, but then I'm going to switch over to the Amplified because there's a few words missing. And how a few words can make such a change when you really look at the truth. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than all of the wild animals that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. And you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman. 'For God knows that when we eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for them. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God, as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord." I want to back this up to verse 8, and I want to give you the Amplified of verse 8. "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." What had they lost?
Their innocence.
They lost their innocence, but they lost their ability to handle the presence of God. When the presence of the Lord in you comes into the midst of a place where there's only darkness, how many know that the other get very uncomfortable? You can actually feel something within you that they can't handle. It is because of the presence of the Lord in you. It's not because of you. It's because of the presence of the Lord in you. Cannot handle. They can't handle it. They cannot handle the darkness. Cannot handle your light. You say, "Well, I haven't got that much light." Well, I've got news for you. They had no problems with the sound. They had no problems with the voice. They had a problem with his presence, because they had lost the reality of the presence within themselves. Their light went out. And for a long time, I've been, let's say, overseeing this word, because this word was brought to me several years back
And how many of you remember Mrs. Taylor that came to visit with us a few months ago? All right? Her dad had this revelation. And he was going on a teaching session, and he brought this out. And I looked at the NIV, and I said, my God, it's not here. It's not there. What do I do with this? And the Lord said, go to the Amplified. And so when I went to the Amplified, there it is. Clear as day. Why do you think the NIV would take and omit that one part of that verse? Why would the teachers and the counselors and those that work on putting the NIV together omit that particular part of the verse? What would be their ultimate goal?
Keep it from you.
To keep it from you, but also that they can't handle the presence.
If they can't, surely you can.
They're also depending on bringing about a Bible that will be acceptable to everyone. You say, well, are you against the NIV? No. And a few days back, someone called me about another verse that has been manipulated. And they said to me, well, should we eliminate the NIV from our study? I said, absolutely not, because we have his presence within him. We have Jesus within. We have the light. So it's not a problem for us, because God will send you to a place where you can find the fullness of the truth if he is intending to teach you something. So it's not because I want to be anti-NIV, I want to be anti-King James, I want to be anti-this, and I'm not anti-anything. And I reminded my friend, I said, listen, don't get all upset about any of this, because the Holy Spirit will awaken you to the truth, just like he did with Wade Taylor. The Holy Spirit said, are you aware that it's my presence that irritates the darkness? And even Wade was shaken, and his testimony was, I had never seen that. I've been reading the Bible for years. And at the time he wrote this particular, gave this testimony over a CD that I have, he was 85 years old, or 86. So here's a man who started a Bible school. Okay, that's what he did. He gave up an entire fortune to obey the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, at 85, shows him something he's never read, or has read but never saw. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you trust the Holy Spirit, he will reveal the parts of the hidden word that are hidden in different parts of the word for each one of you as you need it. Not because somebody else is special. It's because you're special. It's because you're hungering after his presence. And you're hungering after acceptance. And that you're saying, educate me, Lord. How many of you have got frustration in your heart right now? Put your hand way up. Who's on the job? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a counselor, he's a comforter, and he's a revelator. He will reveal to you what you need when you need it. But it's up to you to open your mouth. If I open my mouth and I say, God, I'm not happy with this situation, I need help here, it will begin to disqualify this anger, this resentment, this bitterness that's inside of me. Okay? It didn't come from God to begin with. It came from me and my attitude. And the knowledge of good and evil. That tree that Adam and Eve ate from, we are still dealing with some of that. The knowledge of good, the knowledge of evil is from the demonic tree. Hear me. The demonic tree contains the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. One and the same tree, written by Rick Joyner. Two trees in a garden. Changed my life. literally changed my life because I finally understood my reasoning is not good enough. Amen. His reasoning says do and don't pay your mortgage. Well, now, even if you've got money sitting aside to pay it and the Lord said don't, you don't. Even when I was told, give the man what you can afford and he will have to reject or accept. He accepted because he wasn't going to let me walk away with a check. By the way, I met the man again. This time he wasn't at his office. He came to collect in the area where I live. And this was like in March or April. And the Lord told me to give him this another check for $700. And he also told me not to get into his car, but to have him get into my car, because he wanted me to be in authority. And I told him, in the name of Jesus, you take this check or else. Okay? This is what my God has provided. And I'm giving you what I can afford. You can sue me if you want. Oh, he gave me the whole argument all over again. And I said to him, do I have to say the same thing to you I said to you in your office? And he reluctantly and said, you know the computer is, I said, I'm not interested in your computer. I am interested in, however, obeying what my father said to give to you. Oh, he says, your father's living. I said, yes. And so is my heavenly father. So my presence, hear me. My presence, I was on a public property. I can remember driving there and the Lord said, no, move over. You've got to give him room to park. Okay, it was in a parking lot. And let him get into your car. I want him on your land. See, obeying to the letter was important. When he got out of the car, he slammed that car door. Why? Because he was slamming against the presence of the Spirit of God in me. He wasn't angry at me. He was angry at what he couldn't relate to. The final payment came at his office. And when I remember giving him the final payment, he said, I can't understand how come you did not hear and this last letter nobody told me about. I said, because I'm dealing with a boss that's higher than your boss. The knowledge of good will get you into deeper trouble than the knowledge of evil. Think about it. The knowledge of good you think you already know. But the knowledge of evil you think you know too. But they're both from the demonic tree. The knowledge of truth and life is Jesus. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to irritate you. Two Trees in the Garden by Rick Joyner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you one step further. We were pressed of the Lord to order some books by Rick Joyner. So you'll have the information available. It's called Overcoming the Religious Spirit. It's not a big book, but it's loaded with truth. And last week I advertised it a little bit. It even has a scoring on the test so you can kind of evaluate how much of this spirit is operating in you and me. I say you and me because I haven't gotten rid of all of it yet. I still see myself here. It's going to highlight some of your weaknesses. It's not designed to hurt you. It's designed to free you. And because of lack of knowledge, our people perish. This book was written again by the same author. And he refers to it a couple of times in the book.
Well, you say, I can't afford it. Well, I asked the people on the board, and they said, make sure that these are available for free. They do cost the house. So I'm going to ask you to obey. If you go home with one, I pray that the Lord will give you the finances to cover it. Maybe somebody else will cover it for you. What is important is you take the book home and read it. It may change some of your mindsets. It may identify some of the darkness that has hurt you, has divided you from many others, maybe. And it'll also explain some of the things that may be helpful for you to overcome. And some of the darkness and what it has done, what is completed in us. I want you to take one more peek at Genesis. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 3 again and verse 20. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living. The Lord God made the garments of skin for Adam and his wife. How many know you can't get skin unless you have an animal that dies? So who was the one that first sacrificed an animal to cover his creation? The Lord. And clothed them. So the Lord covered them. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Who did I tell you was the tree of life? Jesus. If they had taken Holy Communion again under this new covenant that they had created for themselves, you and I would have never been able to impart the gift of righteousness that we have received from Jesus. Because he is the tree of life. So, the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Why am I bringing that out? Because there's a set time for your freedom. In the fullness of time, the Holy Ghost was delivered. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, amplified. That also has been transformed from the NIV. Doesn't say in the fullness of time in the NIV, but it does in the amplified, and it does in the King James. You say, well, are you becoming legalistic? No, I'm trying to obey and give you insight. Those of you who have a hunger for the word and the Holy Spirit says to you, go to another version. Go hunt it up. Look it up online. Do something to get an education that's pure and free. Yes, dear. Louder, sweetheart, because it's not going to record. Yeah.
And he told me to make sure that I had the Amplified Bible. And everybody else in the church had a different Bible. But I had the Amplified.
You had the Amplified.
And he told me that was a good Bible.
Yes.
And I need to use that particular Bible. But of course, over the years, I allowed myself to get sidetracked. So I got different Bibles. But now, it's like that. Word, that word of wisdom he gave is coming back around. So I'm going to go back to that Bible.
Listen to the Holy Spirit inside your heart.
Yes.
Because there may be an area where he'll say, go to the other, because the other will give you a clearer picture. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know, I sense for some time that I should go buy a new Amplified Bible.
Okay.
It's funny that you keep talking about it.
Well, it's because, again, the fine-tuning that we're looking at is to obey the Holy Spirit. That's the ultimate. I mean, Peter, James, and John didn't have a New Testament. But they had the Holy Ghost. All right? They had no choice but to use the Old Covenant to reveal the Savior. And there was no problem in that. But what I'm saying to you is people are people and mistakes are made. And some of it because they really think it's going to be easier. Okay? I am not against any version of the Scriptures. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying depend on the Holy Spirit. And if he presses you, like he did with Wade Taylor, like he did with me, trying to go back and say, wait a minute, it's not in the NIV. What's missing? Am I looking for being picky and all that stuff? No. What I am saying, the Holy Spirit is faithful. He will use and he will press you to go to where you can get a greater understanding of his word. And when it's time for you to receive it, don't dictate. That's another thing. Don't dictate. Oh, you got to have this. Oh, you got to have that. That's legalism.
Right.
Don't dictate. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. If there is a press in your heart to add a particular knowledge or a piece of information that God wants to get to you, he will get it to you. Believe me, he will. Yes, Rick?
I had crucified my wife for many months. I want you to know I did. I crucified her for that. And I beat her down for that. It was just like, not physically, but mentally and emotionally. Not realizing that I was beating my blessing.
Knowledge of good.
And
knowledge of evil. Okay? And you see, when we are under that tree, and I'm not blaming anybody. It's not a blame game. It's a reality game. The presence of the Lord is all important. Having an open heaven. How many felt his presence in this circle this morning?
Amen.
I mean, we quit the other because it wasn't happening. But there are times that, you know, you got to stop maybe the tradition. Because we can create tradition out of what? Habit. You know. So get out of the box once in a while. So we got out of the box today. Are we going to do the same next week? I have no clue. But I guarantee you, if he says shut down the music, we'll shut it down.
I didn't even notice it wasn't on.
But how many felt his presence?
Nice.
Thank you. That, and you know, that presence is all important because that's what provides healing. That's what provides healing. Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, I ask you to counsel and comfort every single individual that you brought here today. I'm asking for revelation knowledge to come into each heart, to take them higher on their journey with you, because it's a journey with you, Lord, that's all important. And to recognize that there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. Say it with me. There is no more condemnation for me. Because I'm in Christ. I'm connected with the head. I'm part of the body. And I like it. I'm connected to my neighbors. By the Lord. By his blood. By his compassion.
By his grace.
And I'm related to my Heavenly Father.
Who's never stopped loving me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Even to you ladies. Amen.